From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, creating healthier habits with an eye to keeping those New Year's resolutions. First, Santa isn't the only one loading up the sleigh this evening. Families across North Texas are catching Christmas Eve flights. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport estimates that more than 3 million passengers will arrive, depart, or pass through this holiday season, now through New Year's. Dallas Love Field is bustling, too. The city's Jose Luis Torres says the TSA and concessionaires have brought in extra hands to keep lines moving. He says Christmas at the airport is not nearly as hectic as it is at Thanksgiving.
It is only 4 days, Thursday through Sunday. However, during Christmas and New Year's, it's 2 weeks, so it's spread out more, and peak times are busy, but not as much as in Thanksgiving.
Torres says traffic around the airport appears to be moving well, thanks in part to 10 electronic message boards offering parking information to drivers. The parking garages also have helpful electronic signs as well.
They alert the drivers how many spaces available are in each of the parking garages, and that prevents them from going around and around and around and wasting time to find a parking spot.
Torres repeats the holiday travel mantra, arrive 2 hours before flight time and do not put wrapped gifts in your luggage. Your bags will be kicked back and TSA agents will be unwrapping Christmas right then. 2015 was a good year for Matthew Newman. The Dallas entrepreneur decided to give back today by hosting a catered lunch for residents of Tent City, a sprawling homeless encampment under the I-45 freeway in downtown Dallas. KERA's Christopher Connolly stopped by.
Matthew Newman is a planner. He has a binder with table arrangements and a strict timeline for how he wants the day to go. But just before lunch, things were off track. The food wasn't ready and his volunteers were restless.
So I have probably 50 people right here that are pulling. All right, so just bear with me. I promise I haven't neglected you. Right.
Newman works in marketing at Samsung, putting on large events and trainings. He runs a photography business and a lawn care company on the side, as well as a nonprofit dedicated to increasing composting. Just a year ago, though, he was on the financial edge. Last December, he was raking leaves for a customer, wondering how he'd figure it all out.
The repo man was calling to repo my car at that time. I didn't have much money to even go purchase trash bags to finish the job. So it was a very tough time.
This year, though, his job went from freelance to full-time, and his side businesses are doing well.
I can truly say that I've been blessed. And if I have the means to give, then I give.
Christmas music plays as lunch is served. Long folding tables with white plastic tablecloths are decorated with candles and pine cones. Volunteers hand out turkey, ham, green beans, and macaroni and cheese. There are donated clothes and blankets and toys that'll be given out after lunch. Behind this festive scene is the sobering backdrop of Tent City. It's four blocks of tents clustered in the gravel and dust. Cars speeding overhead provide a constant din. Gilbert Hernandez wound up here a year ago after he moved from Houston and couldn't find work. He has decades of construction experience, he says, but two felony convictions from when he was younger make it hard to get hired.
I'm walking straight. I ain't been in no trouble. I ain't on probation or parole or nothing. I'm doing very well. It's just the matter of time somebody will open a door for me and give me that opportunity to get back on my feet and get off the streets.
Not everyone living in Tent City is jobless. Curtis landed a job last week with a moving company. The 56-year-old, who didn't want to give his last name, says older folks like him cluster together for safety and community here.
Just got plenty of people walking around here, and you got to watch out for perverbs and all that kind of stuff. But it's all right. You know, people mind their own business. You know, over here, where I'm at over here, you know, we just like a family, you know what I'm saying?
By his calculations, Curtis could be out of here in just a few weeks. By then, he says he should be able to save enough to get an apartment.
Hey, love, do you know it's food up there?
Candace Moffitt came down to Tent City today to help out with Christmas Eve lunch. She's been homeless herself, lived out of her car for a bit in college, but she's in a good place now. So she says she makes it part of her life to help out when she can, handing out blankets and sandwiches and working with the Tent City residents at least once a month.
It's like there's more days to the year than Christmas and Thanksgiving. There's more good people down here than there are bad people.
Moffitt says there's plenty of food in Tent City today, but worries what people will eat next week. so she hopes the generosity and holiday spirit can last beyond the season. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Today on Think, how to create healthier habits and maybe keep your New Year's resolutions. New York Times reporter Charles Duhigg researched the topic extensively while writing his book, The Power of Habit. He told guest host Lauren Silverman how he learned to stop reaching for a cookie every afternoon.
This is one of the big insights. It's actually known as the golden rule of habit change, which is that it's very, very difficult to break a habit, to extinguish a habit. Because what happens is that when you develop a habit, you essentially have neural pathways associated with a specific cue and routine and reward. And extinguishing those neural pathways is almost impossible. In fact, they've done experiments with rats where they'll teach them a certain habit, and then, you know, months later, they'll drop them back in the old maze where they develop that habit, and the behavior will pop right back. So the key isn't to think about breaking a habit, it's about changing a habit. And the way that you do that is that you diagnose the cue and reward, and you find some new behavior that corresponds to the old cue and that delivers something similar to the old reward. So in my case, I had a cookie habit. I replaced it with a new habit, which is a get up and gossip for 20 minutes in the newsroom habit. And it works almost exactly the same way. I mean, I sort of feel this urge to do it every afternoon. But the point is that instead of simply trying to extinguish this behavior, I diagnosed and then tried to shift it to a different, better behavior.
Make a habit of tuning in to Think all next week to hear the show's best conversations of 2015. Find the podcast of this hour at kera.org/Think. Tuba, euphonium, sousaphone players, and hundreds of spectators crowded Dallas's Thanksgiving Square today for the 38th annual Tuba Christmas celebration. And even with the balmy weather, people were getting into the holiday spirit.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Scott. Tuba Christmas is a family tradition. My son has participated in it since about the seventh grade.
Hi, my name is Keith Green. I'm from Grand Prairie, Texas. Actually, this is our first year to experience it. I'm here with my two sons, Kayshawn and Parker. It was kind of cool to actually sit here and, you know, have a reflect on the memories of the history of Christmas and share it with my sons and be able to sing the songs.
Hi, my name is Andrea Acevedo. I am from Richardson, Texas. My brother and my sister are both playing. It's been like really warm, so it doesn't really feel like Christmas time just yet. So like this definitely got me more into the spirit.
And KERA will add to the festivities this evening with...
I'm Glenn Mitchell. This is the 27th annual Christmas Blockbuster. Why do we give gifts? You may be asking yourself that when the credit card bills start rolling in January. Gift giving has links to both the secular and religious sources of the Christmas celebration. It was part of the Roman Saturnalia, and on a more modest level, the subsequent...
That's right. It's Christmas Eve, and that means it's time for the annual broadcast of Glenn Mitchell's Christmas Blockbuster, a marathon of holiday recitations, interviews, histories, trivia, and holiday music. It airs at 8 p.m. tonight right here on KERA 90.1. Overnight weather, low of 52, a sunny Christmas morning, then clouds rolling in, high 72 on Christmas Day. Saturday, look for rain and heavy winds and heavy rainfall. Into Sunday, cold front, high Sunday only 52. Overnight low, Sunday upper 30s with rain or maybe snow after midnight. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.